backed up very nicely. Jay Archer's back, going for Jeffrey over the shoulder. Touchdown, Bears! What a beauty!
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Play of the Week.
Welcome to Thayer's Play of the Week. I'm Larry Mayer, along with the best analyst in the business, Tom Thayer.
Tom,
the Bears give you a lot of material to work with, fortunately. What play did you pick this week?
It was hard. I wanted to go with the Tim Jennings interceptions because athletically, some of the best plays I've ever seen here, as you know, that result in interceptions and turnovers.
Deep down the right side for Avery. Tim Jennings, throw right side up in the air and taking it away again. Tim Jennings.
But when you see a big catch, a touchdown catch by a rookie at the later stages in the game, fourth quarter, concentration, score up, we got to look at the Alshon Jeffrey catch. But look at a couple things before we get this thing started here. Brandon Marshall up at the top of the screen, running back with Evan Rodriguez in the backfield. And here on the bottom, we have Alshon Jeffrey. But we're going to get first back Evan Rodriguez when he starts in this position here. We're going to look at the defensive back covering Brandon Marshall. The defensive back at the top is going to favor that top third of the field, double covering Brandon Marshall. And now when you put Evan Rodriguez on the move, watch the shift of power. He gets back into an I formation. The linebackers start walking up. Safety walks up. This safety gets back to the middle third of the field, still favoring Brandon Marshall. So single coverage here on Alshon Jeffrey. And as Jay is going through his cadence, he's taking all this movement into account. Now when they see Evan Rodriguez stay in the backfield, boom, here comes a linebacker. He's going to push the middle of the field. And Evan Rodriguez does a great job keeping his head up, blocking the blitzing linebacker, making sure Jay has enough time to give the away play action fake to the running back. Now turn around and trying to locate the receiver. Watch Alshon Jeffrey at the bottom of the screen. Does a small hitch, gets the cornerback to stop his feet, and then he explodes upfield. And when Jay throws the ball, come back to Jay Cutler, he's letting the ball go right now. You see Alshon Jeffrey running to the spot on the field, to the ball, in front of him at all time. He never gives the opportunity, like you saw Andrew Luck in the game, a slow pass behind gives the opportunity for the defensive back to catch up.
I think we should also talk about Brandon Marshall's influence on this play as well, because it looks to me like the safety, the single high safety, is very concerned about Marshall. In fact, turns his hips the wrong way because you see Brandon Marshall beginning to break open.
Exactly, and he's staying to that third of the field. That's the point I was making. If you look up the hash marks, that safety is favoring Brandon Marshall, giving more area of responsibility, not only for this defensive back, but more of an opportunity to get to the post where Jay is going to deliver the ball. But it is. Brandon Marshall is going to be an influence in the positioning of the defensive backs on every play. And one thing I do, I want to take a look at the end zone shot of this, because when we are looking up from the broadcast booth, it looked like Alshon was going to run out of the end zone before he had an opportunity to catch it. Gives you a good opportunity here to look at the block by rookie Evan Rodriguez. It's an important block. They get enough time down here. Running back steps up and gets in the way of a defensive lineman. Jay unleashes the ball, and you see it? He catches it right in the open area in that R. Catches it, controls it, feet down, 6 points.
Tom, great stuff as always. Let's hope we see a lot more plays like that Thursday night in Green Bay. Thanks for joining us on Thayer's Play of the Week. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Play of the Week.